Hello and welcome to the Hands-On Windows Azure webinar. I'm Jonathan Rosenblatt, Developer Evangelist for Microsoft Canada. You can reach me at jonathan.rosenblatt@microsoft.com, follow me on Twitter, connect with me on LinkedIn, or read my blogs at Canadian Developer Connection and the Canadian Solution Developers blog. In this video, we're going to talk about the Windows Azure platform as a whole. We'll then talk about what the different roles are in the platform, what the purpose of each role is, and some basic configuration for each one of the roles. When we look at the full Windows Azure platform, we see various different components. We see Windows Azure, we see SQL Azure, and then we see the Windows Azure App Fabric. And now all of these components are usually used together, but you can absolutely use them separately depending on what you're trying to do with your application. The nice thing is that even though all of these different pieces are hosted within the Microsoft data centers around the world, you can use them in combination with your application that's hosted in Windows Azure or with your on-premise application that's hosted within your data center. When we look at Windows Azure specifically, we see that there are storage services, compute services, and then the management layer above all of that that controls it. Similarly, on the SQL Azure side, there's the relational database, which is SQL Server itself, the tools to manage that database, and then again, that management layer that allows us to interact with it and manipulate it as we need. When we look at the App Fabric, that includes a couple of subset of different components, including the service bus, which allows developers to connect applications in the cloud and on-premise to each other. There's the access control service, which allows you to abstract authentication and authorization away from your application into a centralized service, and then have your application just call in to that. Also allows for federation of various different other sign-on providers. We're going to get into that a little bit later. A couple of other interesting pieces of the Windows Azure platform that aren't on the diagram here is the CDN, or the Content Delivery Network, which really is a service that enhances end-user performance and reliability of the data that you're putting out there, because what it does is it copies data, the data that you're putting in your blob storage, and puts it closer to users. So by caching your application's static data in various places around the world, really you're giving your users the best experience because you're delivering the content from somewhere that's close to them. I'm just going to take this opportunity now to highlight a couple of the new additions to the Windows Azure platform. First of which is the caching service, which is actually part of the Windows Azure App Fabric. The caching service provides distributed in-memory application cache services for Windows Azure and SQL Azure applications. Basically, what it allows them to do is it gives high-speed access, it gives scale, and it gives high availability to application data. And all of that is provided through Pure services, which means that there's no installation or management of any of the instances, and also gives dynamic increase and decrease in cache size as it's needed. Windows Azure Connect, which is right now in CTP, or Community Technology Preview, gives you an easy-to-manage mechanism to set up IP-based network connectivity between your on-premise applications and your Windows Azure resources. Really, this allows you to bridge the gap between the two without having to open up any firewall ports or anything like that. The Windows Azure Traffic Manager, on the other hand, is also a brand new feature that's also right now in CTP, and it allows customers to load balance traffic between multiple hosted services. So developers like ourselves can choose basically from three load balancing methods. One is from a performance perspective, one is from a failover, or last but not least, you can choose to do round robin. And the traffic manager, who is monitoring basically the collection of your hosted services on any of the HTTP or HTTPS ports that you specify, will route according to the pattern that you specify. On the SQL Azure side, there are also a couple of features that are currently in CTP that add additional functionality to the relational database that's already there. SQL Azure Data Sync is basically a means by which you could synchronize data between multiple SQL Azure databases within a data center. or use it to scale out data across multiple databases in multiple data centers, or actually even synchronize data between your on-premise SQL Server and your SQL Azure databases. And that's all for this video. For additional videos as part of the Hands-on Windows Azure webinar series, please see the URL on the screen. I hope you've enjoyed this video, and as always, if you have any questions, feel free to connect with me either by email at jonathan.rosenblatt@microsoft.com, Twitter at jrosenblatt, or LinkedIn. Thank you very much.